is Ted Kennedy. Republicans have coined an inscrutable slogan for their party, the new paradigm. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, we'll see in the State of the Union speech whether President Bush endorses the curious new paradigm slogan that some of his White House advisors are pushing. It's supposed to be the Republican answer to the New Deal and the New Frontier, but mostly it's warmed over Reagan schemes that were floated and failed in the 1980s. Empowerment is an important concept. People need more control over their daily lives, and Democrats have been supporting that idea for years. But too often in Republican hands, ideas like vouchers and school choice mean leaving disadvantaged Americans worse off than before. Helping citizens to do more should not become an excuse for government doing less. Survival of the fittest is unacceptable social policy, Al. The new paradigm is just a fancy right-wing word for the same old Republican neglect.
Ted, a paradigm is better than a paradox. It means a model, an ideal, a standard. Instead of pinning labels on Republicans, you ought to shudder about a poll taken this year showing 60% of Americans can't name a single issue directly tied to the actions or beliefs of the Democratic Party. Talk about a lack of direction and leadership, wandering in the wilderness. Hearing that news threw you poor liberals into such a tizzy that Senator Metzenbaum went out and started up a new organization, Coalition for Democratic Values. He tried to crank up the group last spring, but it took 6 months to get enough interest for the kickoff, which finally came off in October. At that time, Metzenbaum said, and I quote, "The future of the Democratic Party cannot rest on Democrats acting like Republicans, talking like Republicans, and voting like Republicans." Sounds like the Democratic Party could use some epoxy or smart pills. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the new benefits to help children as included in the much-maligned budget agreement. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.